Warhammer Fantasy 2nd Edition, Paths of the Damned. Chaos cultists and beastmen abound in the smoking ruins of the Empire's northernmost city and its immediate environs, and the heroes are plunged into an action-packed adventure involving heresy, murder, betrayal, and corruption.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.forplenetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Moose Island, or what is it?
It would be hide.
There is concealment. No hide.
Concealment.
There is a silent move.
There's concealment, silent move, and shattering's advanced.
I got a 7.
Why not? I fail.
Concealment goes off of your agility. I have a 20, so I need a 10 or less.
Hey, I got
Are you wearing mail?
Yes. Tyler gave it to me. I got an 88!
So the two ladies are kind of like... Clank, 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 chink, 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 chink. And Comrade's just as bad. He kind of looks up at you three and goes,
"What are you doing back here? Kitchen's closed."
Health inspection.
Why are you chained to the center of the room?
Because why? Give me a charm. See how much he likes you.
Because after all, you are a clean person. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Actually, they just climbed out of the sewers.
Is he a peasant?
Yes, he is.
I see him by 5 tiers.
My father has chained me here and uses me as the cook.
Well, can we let you go and you...
Don't mention we were here.
Off?
Yes. And maybe I can finally escape this place with my love.
Hey! And that's a good reason why you have a warhammer. You can smash things.
And you fix his foot before he falls off his runaway.
Okay, I'll do what I can.
Give me a heal check at minus 30. That is how far gone his leg is.
Or you could use magic.
I don't think that works that way. It just heals wounds, doesn't it?
Oh, okay. This is disease.
Roll really well, Alec.
I succeed!
Yes. Okay,
so
basically, yeah, you kind of stab a few of the pustules and you dunk his foot in alcohol. And you say, you hand him a bottle of cognac and say, "Drink this. All of it."
And now get the fuck out of here. Clang!
They probably heard that.
Or the problem continue.
I'm sorry, you have a Skaven jump up on your counter and start.
Clang! The Skaven succeeded by 2. The guy failed by 12.
Because he's like,
"Oh." Alright, see, so is anyone else in here? He's staring. He's staring. One person has gone to get the card. Only one person's like...
Alright, let's go down the trapdoor.
Okay, have a good life.
Is it locked or trapped?
It is not locked.
I'll give them a gold.
It may be a trapdoor. Oh, thank you.
make what's good of what you have.
Oh, yes.
Wait, he gets trapped by the skate bubble and he goes down the kitchen.
Okay. As you guys climb down, this is fairly obviously a wine cellar that's about 4 or 5 feet tall. You can see that there are wine kegs and food stores and whatnot. There are rats scurrying all over the place.
Yes, yes.
Not that kind of rat.
No,
there's a rat ogre in the corner.
No. He went that way?
You don't see any entrances down here.
Alright.
I got a 17 on the search check.
Bing, bing, bing.
I failed.
Okay, so you do this to her ears, and her ears begin to do echolocation.
No, I sit there and do this while she sits and goes,
it, by the way.
I got a 99.
What do you hear? What do you hear?
Ow!
No, you're sitting there kind of, you look down at your hands, you're like,
I realize they're covered in pus from the gangrene or something.
I succeed by 3.
Okay. The two of you actually make the hard check, which is minus 20%, and behind one of the little wine kegs, you actually find that the wine keg itself is hollow. And you guys can open it up and you can see a faint light coming from within.
Before we go farther, I'm going to say, I called that in my head. Giant wine kegs always hide a secret door.
You might want to do your prayers anytime soon.
I'm out of fortune points.
Oh, you spent a fortune point to get it?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
That's it. His prayers are actually how we determined that fortune points and fate points are different.
Yep. I was like, I just spent a fate point to get this buff? No point. I'd rather spend them to not die.
And then it's, as I was flipping through, I'm like, oh, that makes a lot more sense now.
Okay.
Hold up.
Okay.
I'm going to cast a spell before, or try to cast a spell before we go in. I do not.
Is Horn already affecting Ethan, Andre?
Yep. Try one more time. Where's, do you have the actual book? Role-playing book?
Yeah, it's in the kitchen.
Probably not going to come up.
It's underneath there.
I successfully cast Blessing of Protection on myself.
At least the wine, the giant ass wine bats.
They must now make a routine willpower check to attack me.
So like sanctuary.
How long does it last?
I don't know.
These are shells because I'm not willing to draw it out. miscellaneous barrel.
Well, it looks
barrel,
like this
barrel.
Is probably where the final confrontation between Rolf and us is going to take place.
All right, guys. As long as you're within 30 yards of me, 15 squares, you have plus 20 to fear and terror.
Yeah, I'll probably need it.
Hold on, let me look at what mine does.
Oh, you cast Crown of Fire on your
No, not yet. I'm thinking about it. I'll need it.
Channeling has a plus one, correct?
It has a magic characteristic.
So a plus one. So that I did successfully cast plus one protection.
I mean, it's equal to a magic characteristic. I will be casting that.
Yeah. This might not last long enough for it to really matter, but...
Well, my first one lasts for 10 minutes, so...
Okay. Spell lasts 1 minute. So, yeah, it's probably going to wear out before anything else happens. So, never mind. I don't even cast it.
Okay. Well, right before we go down, I cast Pound Fire myself for a minute. 2 minutes, actually.
Alright. You guys creep on in.
Don't catch any of the yellow fire.
We're not so much creeping since he's apparently on fire.
As you guys look in, you guys do not see Rolf. Let me state that in the beginning. But you do see a set of staircase. A small, tiny staircase moving up probably somewhere else. However, in the room, what you guys do see is a large occult symbol in the center of the area. And standing inside it is a large monstrosity. Looks like it has been stitched together from various pieces from different people. You can see that it has brilliant green eyes and long, flowing locks. And you can see most recently that the hands of Elizabeth Becker have been stitched onto it. Lying on the table is a cut apart and dissected Elizabeth Becker. She is long since dead, the floor stained with her blood. You can see that whatever this crude monstrosity is, it hasn't necessarily gained sapience yet, although you can see that Rolf is taking the best pieces and adding it to his creation.
Was there any way for us to save these people?
To stop it before all
find
happened.
Them before he caught them.
So.
Alright, so I see we walk around the creation and go upstairs.
You can burn it.
Purge.
We'll come back in a minute.
I suppose catching Rolf is the
yes
bigger threat.
It's an abomination.
Yes, we'll come back and purge in a minute. Summertime.
Well, no, I suppose since it's me.
You just hold up your great weapon. Yeah, what's up?
Alright, so you guys quickly slip around back. And you can see that as you guys are... You can see that... Oh, I'm sorry, I also forgot to describe. There's also a rack of various implementations of cutting, sawing, and knifing and whatnot.
Quick question. I guess it's implied that we eventually found the secret door behind the...
Yeah, this is the one keg.
Oh! Got it, Kay.
As you guys come up, you can see that this actually leads into a portion of the sewers. And you guys, without much trouble, find your way over to a sewer entrance.
Oh, Andre, just let point out, a very hard encounter should only award 50 EXP.
Yes. And as you guys poke your head up, you can see the teeming throng and the heavy rains beating down on you guys.
So we're outside again?
Mm-hmm. Did we lose them again?
People. Give me a perception check.
Is it vision-based?
Yes.
Yay!
I'm not going to hear him.
Oh, I succeed!
I succeed by a tier.
I succeed as well.
Okay.
By a tier.
Catherine, of course, choked up about Elizabeth. Did not see her. See him. But you three can make out what you can barely see is a person that you think is probably close to Ralph's descriptor, and a very heavy-set man wearing a butcher's apron, pulling along a small handcart.
So we go catch him now.
Looks like they're going to their next target.
Yes, but you can see that there are people walking about the streets.
All right, we'll just ambush him when he gets to his next target.
We follow now.
Okay.
We're just gonna make a.
Didn't we tell you about using those dice?
As you guys are kind of, you know, crossing the areas, you got eventually there's actually this kind of lull in the throng. There's actually a small opening. And of course, at the most inconvenient time, the butcher kind of turns around and looks at you guys and then kind of looks you guys up and down. Then he leans over and says something to Rolf.
I roll a charm to kind of make them dissuade from...
Well. That's what the shadowing's for.
Why would that work?
At which point...
Surrender or...
Alright, looks like we're going two and two.
They bolt off in different directions, leaving the handcart. They kind of go...
Grab the Bretonian and run after the butcher.
What? Alright, whatever.
Catherine guess we're after all.
Okay.
We take chase.
Give me initiatives.
Actually, I meant to say you, but I actually said Bretonian, so that just shows the chaos of the moment.
Wait, I thought I had the healer with me!
I start running and go, all right, Siegfried, we're going to fight the... Why are you in full play?
I hate you so much right now.
Okay. Yes,
wait a minute, I don't roll.
I'm going to be lagging behind.
Why?
26.
Oh, initiative-wise.
Okay.
56.
26.
48.
59.
All right, Zebul Chow.
Two.
It was on a 43. Yeah. Rolf goes on a 49. Oh. All right, so they basically got one good round of running on you. So we'll go ahead and do this.
Conrad followed Jessica and I.
Yes.
All right. Now, since this is a chase scene, there are, of course, a number of maneuvers that you can do to, like, close the gap, and they will, of course, be throwing things in your way to make you stumble.
So basically, you're now...
I jump through the markets.
Basically, you're now using the Spycraft chase system, aren't you?
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, thank you. Keep that right there.
Can we just, like, make them smaller gaps in that so it's not so annoying?
because you're gonna run off the board here pretty quick.
He'll be the butcher. Well, I don't think he's gonna move us. Actually,
I think he's too skinny to be the butcher.
We're gonna move together, move away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, first on the line is Jessica. In order to be able to catch up with him, since he hasn't done anything yet, to move your normal move, you're gonna have to do a easy agility check.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay. So then you can move a normal move.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Use easy within range, and then you can have another half action.
So you move again.
But in order to do so, you still have to make a easy agility check. Since they haven't done anything yet.
I'll catch up. Just
I'll scare him back to you, Tony.
What?
I'll scare him back at you. I'm going to run up in front of him.
No, full plate actually affects armor less.
Yeah, but I run faster than he, both of these guys.
So jumping, dodging.
Of course, when I have bonuses.
Run in front of him and then he's going to kill you?
Well, I'm going to cast Intimidate. Well, I haven't...
All right.
My crown.
You quickly run up and Rolf is staring at you. Steven. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There's
easy adds 10?
Adds 20.
Okay. Then, yeah. I'll... So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It's 10. It's double your move.
10.
All right.
And then,
from 59...
Let's make a willpower check.
Is 49 with Rolf.
Since you're not
quite blocking his escape, he's going to attempt to stab you with his knife once, and then actually he'll use his bludgeon, because that's his weapon of choice, and then move along. Whiff! Okay, and then he moves just a standard move. But since he didn't do any impeding actions, it's the same thing.
Does he have to roll easy agility?
4, 5, 6, 7, 8. No, because he is the pursued.
Okay. So I'm essentially now 24 squares away from him, right?
Yes.
We then go from 49 to Tyler.
Wait, your armor move slows you down, doesn't it?
I have it, thanks to the bonus. I have okay. Agility of 40.
Make a easy agility check.
Movement. All right, so if you do a full run, you'll be up to here.
I fail.
Okay. You have to dodge people.
So basically, you're sitting kind of going, ha 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 ha, and suddenly you go, fruit cart rolls in front of you. Because it's always a fruit cart. And the full plate hits the fruit cart.
So another half action?
You are now covered in bananas. You have another half action.
Wait. I tried running, so I failed with the half
action. It's a move.
You have to make two to be able to make your run check.
We're doing just movements.
Okay. Give me an agility. It's easy.
Fail again.
Okay. Apparently you are now entangled in the bananas. You are having a comedic slapstick moment. 43, the butcher.
You make willpower check first.
Turn around. 59. 91. Key. He stands in front of you and kind of goes,
out of my way, elf.
Thank you, Cratifier, for lasting 2 minutes!
Okay.
Yeah, he gets to make a willpower check each round, though.
Yeah, but I'm going to cast a Theric Armor next.
Alright, oh. That was 43, 36. Conrad! Okay. Apparently he's running along, and instead it's a baby carriage, and he has to fall on the ground to avoid it. But then he makes 8 squares progress.
So basically he's where Tyler is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No. She went double move.
6, 7, 8. Yeah.
And he only got one move.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay. 26, Alec.
I can't. I made my first movement check.
Your second one?
Remember, it's easy.
No. Stupid baby carriages!
So you move up,
top
of the
round. Steven.
I'm gonna cast Theric Armor.
Since you are near him, you're at a minus one.
That's fine.
Butcher of corn.
I'm pretty sure a 14 casts a 5.
Okay.
Then I will
Draw my sword.
Okay. The elf draws his... Oh, I'm sorry, Jessica. On 59.
79?
Okay. You don't make any progress. It's basically some of the rain begins to... As you are running along, one of the storm drains, like, breaks and goes whoosh, right in front of you. You can then spend your other half action.
I make it.
Okay.
You're right next to me again.
All right. That was Jessica. Rolf. Okay.
Did he make his agility check? Then
he doesn't have to.
Oh, that's right.
He's trying to hit me.
You know, Conrad, I don't think we're going to catch up.
I guess this is what those nimble people are for, huh?
Yeah, this chainmail's really kind of heavy, isn't it?
And it's getting very, very wet. All right.
That doesn't help either. How's your leg, by the way? I saw one of them stab it.
Yeah, it's not well. Tyler.
Did you make it?
Yep, barely.
Oh! Oh, wow, since he didn't actually get to move...
You what? Did it again?
No, back more.
Why? He doesn't have that far movement.
Oh, that's right. Two.
Nope.
Okay. This time it's a throng of flagellants. Do you know the end is nigh?
Yes, kill him.
First, you need to help me light my hair on fire.
Help, I need a dude's hair on fire.
Little busy!
Hey,
it's also perfect. He succeeds this time. He's a good ways off. He'll all out.
Yeah.
Good thing you have armor.
Swift or all out?
Blood for the blood god.
Yeah, he gets to choose.
Oh. Oh, he is frenzied?
You're an elf. You'll go down easy.
That roll.
Okay. Then 36 Conrad. By the way, watch out for the guard patrol. As you see, the guards are sitting there putting down peasants who are rebelling again. Alec.
Hey, leave those peasants alone! I'm serious about that!
Top of the round, Jessica. Haven't had any time to actually throw anything at you. Busted woman!
Now what to do?
Trim him! No, this is how Sigmar would put down rebellious peasants. You're doing it wrong! You should use one of these!
Sure, why not? I miss.
Babe, I know the feeling. Alright, Steven.
I will.
Any fire-based spells are at a minus one.
For damage or casting?
For casting, because it is raining.
And then minus one from Corn as well.
Yes.
I'll just try to simply cast Fire of Yuzul. 7 minus 2 is a 5 plus 1 because my amulet is a 6. I cast it. No matter where I hit him.
Yes, he has a leather apron.
54.
Left arm.
It easy to the left arm.
Then you are fine.
For 12. Then, I'll try to stab him with my sword. I miss.
I hit it with my axe.
I'd hit it, about 3 plus. Roll.
Oh, I'm like us, huh?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
6, 7, 8. You know, if you have 2 agility chances, you can actually charge him.
Okay.
Damn it.
Tyler.
I'm within 12 squares.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
I charge him.
Okay. Two agility checks, please.
I made him. I rolled a 30 and a 1.
Thank you!
Just to make it faster. I had to hit him now. I had no position that close.
Ah, tink, 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 epic fight on the raid. While the players may see it as failing, obviously this is an epic scene where everyone is parrying.
Hey, move me to the side of him, because I had one movement left.
Mm. Ooh.
Yeah.
Except the Sigmarite. The Sigmarite's just kind of going like...
It's okay, that's what Conrad's doing. The Butcher.
Fails his willpower check, so...
He has to attack Tyler.
Tyler.
I hit you, of course.
Parry.
Okay.
See, it's because I don't have those abilities.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. As he begins doubling back.
Ha! Now I only have -1 to cast my spells.
All right. You're like, yes, I got...
Fucker!
Alright, 43 down to 36, Conrad. You see him running along when suddenly a display of fireworks goes off next to him despite being in the rain and he is going, ah! You thought people were shooting him. Alec.
Make 1! Make 2! Hi!
Stop the round, Jessica! Bye!
Stop him this time, please!
Are you gonna charge him?
What does that do?
Plus 10% your weapon skill.
You only get 1 attack, anyways.
Sure.
You don't have to double roll because you're within 1 charge range.
1 movement.
Well, I need them both anyway.
Okay.
I hate.
He will attempt to dodge you. He does dodge you. Bitch! No! You can't stop me so... Now! I'm so close! Maybe I can do this monologue as I'm running along so you can figure out why the hell he's doing it.
I guess...
No more sacrifices!
I guess...
Enough blood stains your hands!
If he gets away, we can just go kill his thing.
I hit him in the right arm this time. For 11.
Okay, so
no, 12.
Okay, so
it's 4.
Yeah. Okay, so it's up to 12.
You staying there, Steven?
Yeah. Well, if he does a full-on run, I can run up and catch closer to him. I'm confident in my agility abilities.
Okay. Jelly bellies.
I want him to run past the shrine of Sigmar so I can yell, heretic!
He looks at you and says, no, no, they were all necessary. He must be reborn. He hits you!
I do not dodge.
Oh yeah, I finally hit you! In the 61.
Not moving my body.
He does 10.
Move your body. Come on, everybody.
Yes, 4.
Move your body.
Yeah, and then he moves.
This is a 10, isn't it?
Son of a bitch!
Okay, then we go down to Tyler.
6 squares towards him.
Are you going to charge him?
He failed the...
Yeah, if I made my...
Oh,
test.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, the ground is slick. 43, Butcher. He will throw obstructions in the way.
Moving it taking away at 10%.
No, now it's a normal check.
Keep up with him, Jessica. Don't let him do the obstructions. And I just can't catch up.
Alright, that was him. Conrad.
Hi again. Bye again.
Using the halberd.
Shouldn't you be resting? You're in no condition for this.
Sigmar!
Then you share my cause, blessed be!
Charge him.
I would have charged him, I guess.
Okay.
Your work is not the work of Sigmar!
You must help me! Sigmar has spoken to me. He will be reborn!
That abomination is no work of Sigmar!
I know, my hands are... they are weak, but I must rebuild him!
I'm gonna take a swing at him.
Fine.
Okay, so plus 10 to my weapon skill because I charge?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I hit on a 4.
He uses dodge up on Jessica.
Okay! It's good, because he would have gotten an extra 10% since it's a great weapon.
Does it matter where it hits?
Not on roll.
Okay.
Roll your impacts.
8. Plus my strength of 4 is 12.
Does my great weapon add something?
He just gets rolled 2 dice.
Impact.
Impact, so I get 2.
That's weird.
Can you take
your halberd is better, remember.
No, it's not. It does the same thing. It's strength bonus.
Yeah. Oh, it is strength?
Yeah. The lance is awesome, because it's strength plus.
Well, no, his halberd's better, because it can also be fast.
Yes. He gets to pick. All right. Top of the round, Jessica.
That's a fail agility test, Steven.
I make it.
Oh, no. It looks like Rolf has been captured.
I did it.
Okay. He just dodges you.
Okay.
We just need...
Andre, am I at my normal all the way up to here as well? Because he started instructions out over here, because it will be important.
No, because he has now had time to throw obstructions.
So everything is normal?
No. Nothing. Yes, everything is normal.
Okay. So I go...
I only go 10. Damn.
No! He spoke to me. I must help Sigmar be reborn.
If I was clean, I'd keep up with you.
Do not speak that blasphemy.
If I was clean, I'd keep up with you.
He swings at you because he figures that he can eventually just outpace you. However, this hooker's been on his tail.
I dodge.
Then he moves forward. I must make him reborn! Alright, Tyler.
Fail.
The obstructions obviously did their job.
Yeah, the
290s. Alright. 43, the butcher. Alright, in order to maintain the obstruction, he throws down more obstructions, and then he moves 8. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay.
He is within range.
Alright. That was the butcher. Comrade. Leg! Starting to give!
Yeah, you can still have your plus 20.
Mm-hmm. I succeed! That's a charge. Or does, if I charge, I can only get one swing, right?
Yep. Yeah.
But I could parry with it too, right?
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. Charge is a full round action.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You'd have to move up to him and parry if you wanted to parry. Okay. And that will be your turn.
Well, I guess I just move from my head.
You used up his dodge on Jessica.
Wait, is moving in action?
Yes.
Yes.
It's half.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's a shifting one swing.
He takes 12, so 8 more.
So he's up to 16.
Yeah. Move is half, run is 4.
Do not demean yourself any further by associating Sigmar with such atrocities.
I have taken the most beautiful of the city. He will be perfect. Okay. Rolf. Oh, that was... Alec, top of the round, Jessica. Still haven't had any time to put up any damn obstructions.
Thank you, Jessica.
I make it.
He does not dodge.
Does it matter at this point where we hit him?
Yes, it will, because now you're rolling on the critical table.
I hit his right arm.
Catch up, Conrad. We can't afford this guy to die.
Why not?
Oh, you're right, actually.
I do 14.
14? Okay, roll a
d10.
One. That was his right arm, so he drops his club.
I disarmed him.
You did indeed disarm him. With an axe. Alright.
You just didn't de-arm him.
I don't move, but I'll try to cast Fire's Usual on the fool. Which I success.
Success?
I do with success. 33 is the right arm. I like this guy's arms. I do 12 more. I'm very consistent.
You get that off with an 8. Damn. 12 by 4. He's up to 20.
Every time I've hit him, I've rolled a 7 for damage.
Oh, shit.
Is he in critical hits, too?
Nope.
Oh, Cornite.
No, he's 2 points away.
It's like 1, 2 more.
Although he might escape this turn.
Maybe not. So I'll just spend next turn all running up to him.
Or you just pull out your bow.
Alright.
Range for my bow at that point.
Rolf.
Turn yourself in. Save your
trouble. He hits you.
With his fist?
Yeah.
No damage.
Okay, it's strength minus 4. Cool. He does 7.
Minus. He's a 4 strength? Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Remember, he was a war hero.
Where does he hit me?
True.
In the knee.
Okay, then he does.
Okay, so apparently he kicked you. And then he spends a second attack on Alec. He'll hit you too.
It's 2.
Can't parry.
Is armor all the same for you?
No.
31.
You will hit me in the right arm.
Okay.
He does 6.
He does 1. Hey!
Alright. He's making his last stand. Tyler.
Move 12.
Yes!
Wait. Just... I totally just screwed that up.
Yeah, you did.
Let's just move him.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Ha! Did he move?
Yes. He continued the obstruction and then moved once.
So he took...
he was 15 away from me. Or was he 15 away from you?
He was 15 away from me, I believe.
Okay. And, yeah. All right. Tyler, then we go to Butcher. Throw obstruction, move 8 squares.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And 4 more. Put a dice next to you. Ugh. All right, 36, Conrad.
If you make an explosion, you might want
to. Oh! Strike to stun, Conrad!
Not with a 76, he won't.
Does he have any fortune points?
Oh, yes. The 6, he will. He's using it as the slow property. The 3, regardless. In his...
leg. 100!
2. The leg is struck numb and its movement reduced by...
What does strike to stun do?
He'll never kill him. Whenever he gets to the knocked out section... he just slips into unconsciousness instead.
You mean dead section?
Yeah. So, his leg is now numb, and he can't dodge next turn.
Yay.
We're gonna shank him to death.
Alec!
I would love to question him, see where his father is, but
I
he probably doesn't
don't
know.
Don't actually hit.
Woof!
And parry.
Tough around, Jessica.
Or is he going to turn himself in?
You could get in front of him.
Try to make him not move. Give me an intimidate check. You will have bonuses.
It's strength? Oh, that's actually better.
Is it strength?
Yeah.
It is strength, hey.
They finally acknowledge that you intimidate with your muscles.
What's half of 55?
27. Okay. What'd you get?
41.
Plus 10, plus 10. So you need a 47. You will indeed intimidate him into surrendering. At which point he enters a catatonic state. No, basically, suddenly he just... The reality of it all catches up with him.
As he realizes he's got a Sigmarite chasing him. He might not be doing Sigmarite
work. No, that is not his problem.
Oh, okay.
Wow, you made it even with the normal check?
Yeah, I have agility of 51.
Nice. That's a 78.
That one failed. I rolled a second one. That's one. First one I had to go.
Okay.
Ooh, slippery.
So this will go a bit faster. Tyler, you are next.
I could try and catch up. I flee from him.
I'm on six.
You just barely passed me.
I'm faster than you.
I'm also stopping and casting.
Faster, help.
I'm trying.
Full place catching up to you.
Obstruction.
And this move us back eight.
Move you back eight.
I heal my own wound.
I just need to succeed in my first agility, and I'll be able to take him down.
That was the butcher. Top of the round, Steven.
Yay!
Now you just gotta succeed at casting, Steven.
Well, I need to roll a 6. I got a 15.
Okay.
I hit him in the 74. Which is his body. I do 6, 7.
7 minus 5 is 2.
He's at 0.
Critical hit, or?
Yeah.
He does barely.
Okay.
Wait, I need to roll 1.
Yeah.
5 in the body.
5 in the body. Knocked to the ground and badly winded. Basically blown to the ground.
Hit by a cloud of steam in the back.
What exactly does that do?
He is knocked down and winded. All his tests and attacks up for -30% for 1 round. He must use the stand action to regain his feet. So the best he can do is stand and move. 8.
So we can stop throwing obstructions away.
Tyler.
Still gonna fall behind. Alright, I'll try to move. I move 6. See, that's better.
See? You're like, ha! Huh. I want my fucking horse right now!
See, I'm motivating you.
He stands up and moves 8.
Hey!
Move you back 8.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I think she's got a lot easier for you, Steven.
Yes.
Steven.
See how close I get? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's not close enough to intimidate him, is it?
No.
If I run around the front of him, will he run back?
Just fireball him again.
Fine.
Kill the bastard.
I successfully cast it. I hit him in the 20, which is the arm, for 5. Well, on a 5.
The arm is incapacitated.
Actually, no, I have to wound him first, don't I?
Yeah. Yes, you do.
So 5 plus 5 is 10. Do I wound him?
Yeah.
9.
Okay, never mind. You incinerate the arm, he dies. Alright, well, congratulations.
Hey! One plot arc, it might may be done now.
Isn't a nice run invigorating?
Whew. Yeah, it was kind of good. I just wish full play was easier to move. My horse would have been nice to have in this situation. Although, yeah. It might have just fallen down, actually.
Or around the people over.
Your horse would have been at -10% to whatever it was.
No.
Because, of course, it's a horse running through back alleys.
You get on a horse, start chasing him. Suddenly, these guys with crosses on their chest decide that you're exceeding the
speed. You're too fast! Assassin!
I'm in full blitz, too!
Assassin!
Oh, fuck it. I dropped the horse. Bring it on!
You spend the next 20 minutes parry, stab, dodge, parry. Okay.
Okay,
I think our guy's dead.
I guess we drag him.
Is there anything on the butcher?
A meat cleaver that's actually on the ground now.
Do you want to carry him back?
No.
Just leave him here?
Incinerate him.
I successfully incinerate him.
He blends in with the ash that's in the alleyways.
Alright, let's get out of here before the guards investigate the fire.
As we probably did raise some attention as we were running through the streets.
But we kept him in one alley because we ran ahead of him. He's turned around and started running back.
That's a long ass alleyway.
True. So in the middle of the streets, fireball!
Well,
fireball!
Well, honestly, it was you guys ducking and weaving down back alleys. There were, you know, turns and twists and whatnot. It's just, that was the easiest way to represent.
Okay, I guess we drag Rolf to...
Let's go to the Abomination, since they were doing all that. We'll go to the Abomination.
Alright, good. Now that you guys are assembled back in the little Abomination chamber, within the blink of an
eye... We're assembled in the assembly room.
Uh-huh. Within the blink of an eye, on the table before you, you see the chalice of wrath, adorned with snarling demons and a stabbing blade along the hilt. It was not here before.
Mm-hmm.
And as you...
Body was.
Huh?
That's where her body was.
As
the body's
you,
no longer there?
Yeah, the body's no longer there. Mm-hmm. Within the blink of an eye, suddenly you can see the chalice lodged within the chest of Rolf, sucking out his very life essence. And within another blink of an eye, you see it being drained into the mouth of the Abomination, as you can see a dull, pale life enter the Abomination's eyes.
I take a free action and sigh.
Hmm?
How many squares do you have to be within you to get the plus 10?
I failed to cast it. Wait, Andre, has it been more than 10 minutes?
No.
So you have to be within...
No, yes, it would have been more than 10 minutes, picking him up, figuring out where the hell you guys are.
Okay.
So there's super glue in here?
There's this.
Alright.
That's plastic glue.
No, it's not.
No, that's super glue.
Super glue also, gel.
Are there... Can I have this clip in here?
Sure thing. Initiative checks, as you guys might imagine.
Yeah, I'll this thing.
56. Alec?
36. No, 26.
Tyler?
50.
Jessica?
62.
Because
it's the only thing I got going for me.
You've got toughness too.
You have a lot going for you. Your dice just don't let it.
Alright, Jessica, as to be expected, you are the first one to realize that oh shit has hit the fan, and you need to give me a willpower saving throw.
She realizes that
for some reason this isn't as terrifying as some of the other things you've seen.
Even if either of us gained an insanity point here.
Yep.
You need to make another willpower.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll draw my weapons. And ship there. You get one attack, I guess.
Yes. Since you have both your weapons, you can parry.
This one's actually a gel.
Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't add anything.
Okay. You swing and you hack at something that you think is important, and then it just kind of squirts blood in your eye.
Yeah, then it falls off.
56, Steven, you see this terrifying monstrosity in front of you.
I'm cool.
Okay. Guess what? It's Korn.
I know. That's why I'm cool. I'm sitting there going, oh my. Oh, it's Korn.
Son of a.
We're like, yes! Korn's back! No more Slaanesh! We can run.
Alright, to attack him or to try to.
Hearts of Fire.
I will try to cast Hearts of Fire. I successfully channel. No.
Damn.
I don't have any fate points or fortune points. I mean. Points.
No, we've used all of them already.
Unless does Conrad wants to spend one.
Conrad's saving it for his ass.
Wait, is he saving his fortune points for his ass?
Yeah, he has one.
If
left.
He does that, it gives him 20%.
I would have made it.
Sorry, that's what he was waiting for. All right. Tyler!
Watch Conrad fail twice by, 10% each time.
It is now your turn to look into this thing with horror.
Yeah.
How much did you fail by?
2.
Isn't that what the lady would have blessed you with?
With what?
Oh, you didn't pray. Okay, so you're like...
I couldn't
points.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
So you're like... Oh! You gain an insanity point.
Man, I'm up to 2.
Twitch. Conrad is next.
I hate you, Conrad, by the way.
He gets an insanity point.
Hey, how much did he fail by?
40.
Both times?
No, the first time was 50 some odd.
Oh, okay.
He rolled a 93, then like an 82.
He failed by how much the first time?
50 some odd.
Oh, okay.
Plus 20%, can't help against that.
That wouldn't help me.
Alright. The abomination goes. Well, first thing is it's drawn to blood. And the biggest way to get blood is go through this area. It will take a swipe at Conrad and then move through the wall. Now, you all may think that there's some sort of, you know, he's able to walk through walls. Yes, in the same way that the Kool-Aid guy does.
Oh, yeah!
He swings. And guess what? His only skill is perception plus 20. 68, he will actually miss Conrad.
Thank God.
Good. Conrad's still very injured.
With each more one kills. Oh, nice. He only has to kill 13 people.
To do what?
Awake the chalice. And then he moves.
Oh, yeah!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
You want this?
Sorry,
this
doesn't have to turn.
This way, like, doesn't take any extra movement to break through the wall?
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Not for him.
This suddenly seems like an appropriate time to pull the line out. Naughty, naughty, Mr. Kool-Aid.
Oh, no.
Alright, don't forget the wall. So Conrad didn't... It's not that he missed Conrad. It says he was going swinging at the wall and Conrad went...
Okay. Then we go to Alec. You still do have to make a check.
Yeah, I make it.
Oh!
I guess I'll move up behind him. Now see, that's why I'm glad we're fighting Corn, because he's always such a straightforward person. Just kill. This is all he does, so it's easy to counteract it.
I successfully hit.
Hello?
Alright, go for it.
Doesn't matter where I hit him.
Nope.
Okay. This thing's just gonna have a shit ton of wounds.
Just a few.
No, there's a few,
I rolled 2 tens!
Okay, roll for Ulfric Fury.
I failed to hit on Ulfric's Fury.
Okay, so you get 10.
He hits, that would be 14 points of damage.
So he takes 7. I'm sorry, he takes 5.
This would be, I think, a good time to try out my, you know, fire.
Top of the round, Jessica!
I don't think it'd work very well, because I'm just not that good. How much damage did you deal with?
14.
You took 5?
Yeah.
I'll charge him.
Lots of wounds, lots of toughness. That's what this thing has going for it.
Yeah.
We just have to hope we can keep it busy down here before it starts slaughtering peasants.
Remember, it's just going to cost no damage.
Yep.
Alright. Then we go to 56.
Move around.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that works. 5.
You're freaking shit.
You fail by 1. Because of freaking corn, is you take away minus 1 from the casting?
Yes.
Then yes, I do.
Is he close enough?
Mm-hmm. It's 6 squares. Alright, then.
7 plus 1 to casting. I needed 6, I rolled 5. But then
Tyler!
Fail.
So,
would have succeeded by if we had the Agatha.
Conrad! He will make it this turn. He'll miss. All right, it's turn.
Conrad's on a team player.
Sorry. All right, all right. Nom nom. Who is the weakest here? You. It's within. You're within reach.
F.
He will go ahead and use swift attack on you.
I'm putting my armor up.
He hits. He hits. He hits. He hits.
I'm dead. Not necessarily. You have a fate point. I have 2 fate points.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's 13 for the first swing.
Minus 4 is up to 9.
That's only 8 for the second swing.
Minus four is that up to a critical hit table.
Whack.
He's gonna have three swings on the critical. What is his bonus to strength?
Six.
There's no way he cannot wound me. So just roll three times to find out where you hit me, and then roll the critical wounds.
Okay. All right. So we have one in your head, one in your
58 is body.
Body, and one in your arm.
Left arm, right arm.
Okay, so in your head, there's your fate point, please.
Yep.
Okay, and then the rest are ignored. Basically, he slammed your head off, and from everyone else's perspective, you can almost swear that he pulls back a chunk of her head, but for you, all he did was scalp you.
So basically, you're bleeding on the top of your head right now.
You lost some hair.
Yeah, I'm not having a bald spot.
But for everyone else, you're just like,
that was our mage!
I'm down.
Tap out. All right.
I didn't even cast any spells.
Is she unconscious?
Yeah, she is unconscious.
I'm out. Fuck.
All right. Yay, that's abomination. Sad. Hey, on the plus side, it didn't get to turn into the red flare. Unless it kills 13 people. Okay.
12. 12 more. Oh, you said I'm
you're not dead. Alright. Alec, your turn.
You have 3-5 up.
Oh.
I hit.
Okay.
Gonna keep swinging?
I need the parry. Yes, and I also need the effect of my great weapon, so, six plus 10 minus 9. He takes a point of damage.
He has a 9 toughness.
Wow. Tyler has that.
No, Tyler has 9 with armor and toughness.
That's with his armor.
His armor?
Natural armor.
Okay.
All right. Top of the round, Jessica.
Well, do you mind if I go look in the Tome of Corruption then?
Yes. Okay. All your damage?
11.
Nope.
12.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Plus 5.
Oh. This crudely Frankenstein monster. Tyler, you now have plus 20% to your fear check. Because you get 10% each time you fail.
Fail.
Okay, third insanity point.
I wish I knew I got 10% each time I failed.
Yes.
Because I would have succeeded on the second time.
Oh, then move.
And you only gained 1 sanity point.
What are you looking for?
The cab.
Oh,
right there behind your computer.
There. And move twice.
1, 2,
you can get
3,
5,
6.
I miss.
Okay.
That was his last turn, now he goes for this turn.
Now go.
Okay. Hit him twice.
Roll damage.
He does not dodge or parry.
Doesn't matter where, does it?
Nope.
Hold his fury on the first attack. Another hit.
Ow!
We need this, though!
Well, I guess I know who's next on the frickin' chopping block.
Thank you! He's the one who can take these. Kinda.
20.
Minus 9 is 11, so he's up to 20.
He's not done counting.
And
that was the first
11.
One. 11.
So,
okay.
2 more.
So, 22. Ha ha! You sever one of its... You sever its head. The head rolls to the ground. Still snarling at you. Blood spewing everywhere. Excess amounts of blood.
Did my eyes spontaneously get bigger? Is my hammer bigger than I am now?
Is our nose and mouth tiny?
Yours is, because you have to be attractive. All right.
You've also got a perfect hourglass figure now.
Conrad, hits!
And your boobs are disproportionate.
Conrad, hits!
Good move.
Does it make her attractive?
Boom. You forget, this is an anime, so that's how things work.
Well, at least you guys are doing well. Alright, so 12 plus 5 is 17, is 8, he's up to 30. Well, fucking hell. Oh well. Okay, and then.
Yeah, just type it in there. I need to
take it out. Takes 8 plus is 13 plus 4. Ow! Alright, well. Guess it's time to just eat people. His turn. You. You little fucker. One hit.
Hit.
One hit. Twelve.
So I take 4.
Just holding it in this hand like this. Hold on. I need to actually look at it.
Okay. All
right. You said 12, right?
Mm-hmm. Alec.
I say if you look at the hand, he's got
the hand, and I'm going to risk it and take 2 swings at him.
Mm-hmm.
Because it looks weird on this.
I hit. And I hit. Doing 14, so 5 on my first swing. And 13, so 4 on my second swing.
It's up to 43.
Whack! Sigma!
No, hurt. It's in this hand.
Strength!
There's a card.
He sprays some blood on you.
Sigma, protect me from the
she's
evil.
Pointing to this one.
Jessica.
Her hand's actually like this.
This one was also connected to that hand.
Stab it, Jessica. Stab it till it's dead.
Nope. Thanks.
You paying attention now?
Yes.
All right. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone, where we don't know what we're talking
about. Hey, we do know what we're talking about. You know, we called the whole Hugo Weaving Red Skull thing, remember?
Oh, right. Fine. Where was it? The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about all kinds of gaggles.
Aaron, could you cut it with the gaggles thing? It's not working for me.
All right, fine. The Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games.
Hey, don't forget that we talk about, you know, Bruce Campbell and Christopher Lee, obviously.
Natalie Portman.
All right, guys, I'm trying to do a commercial for the Red Phone Zone, where we talk about movies, comics, video games, tabletop gaming, all kinds of other geek stuff.
You mean that show we broadcast on Ustream?
Yes!
Wednesday, 8 Central Standard Time.
Right, at redphonezone.com. Now, can you guys just give me a minute to get this promo done?
Sure, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
All right, from the top. Hello and welcome to the Red Phone Zone.
Hey, Aaron, we need a tiebreaker. Okay, who would win in a fight with Galactus?
Anti-Monitor.
Galactus and Anti-Monitor. Come on.
I think the more important question would be who would win in a fight between me and you two idiots.
Well, I guess we don't know what we're talking about.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.